America Weekend.
Hey, it's Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend on the program, America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. I have all kinds of friends and experts weighing in from all over the place. But right now, it's just me. It's me with my thoughts and opinions and actually a question for you. We live in a society where marriage is so revered, is so important. We circulate our lives around the idea of having a partner, getting engaged, and having the marriage itself. But there are some cultures in the world that don't necessarily agree with that idea. And one of the cultures that is most outstanding in the area of people who are not married is Iceland. Now, Iceland is a very small country, beautiful country, but very, very small country. And their society has a very different business model in terms of marriage. More than two-thirds of babies in Iceland are born to parents who are not married, as an example, 67%. So it is a country full of single moms and single dads because most of the people just don't marry. It's not something that they focus on. It's not important to them. And in fact, they prefer not to do it. There are 320,000 people in Iceland. That is fewer than Tulsa, Oklahoma. And of course, there are glaciers and geysers and beautiful fresh water in this beautiful land. Now, in Iceland, it's not uncommon for people to be in partnership in a relationship without thinking about getting married. They don't even consider having a diamond engagement ring, which is so integral to our customs here in this country. They just don't do it. It's unusual for people to get themselves an engagement ring and then go through a bridal shower and a party and a wedding. So it's just something they don't do. I'm curious to know how you feel about this. Some people get very, very offended when I speak about my view on marriage, and they get threatened by my idea that it's not necessarily an important convention. It's just my idea. It's not necessarily an important convention, because when you look back at the customs associated with marriage, it's really a dated concept. I don't think we need to be married any longer. I love the idea of being in relationship and in partnership, but the idea of a formal contract, a binding formal legal contract to bind two people together seems odd to me. And I'm now realizing I'm not the only person in the world that feels that way. And perhaps my roots go back to Iceland when we consider this. So that was an interesting story that I read, that the Icelandic people are just not keen on marriage whatsoever. They find it to be outdated, and they don't focus on it too much. Having said that, because we are a global world and people are exchanging ideas left and right, the American culture has had a huge influence in Iceland. So very little by very little, the idea of bridal showers and diamond engagement rings and parties are starting to crop up a little bit more. People are thinking about getting married a little bit more than they did before because of the infiltration of the American culture. So, of course, that would involve vows and licenses and parties, if you want to do that, and all of that. So it's starting to change ever so slightly, but it still is the predominant idea that people just don't get married. They have children. They have a lot of children. They love to have children. They love to care for their children. And in some cases, they have numerous partners with their children, but they all work it out. It is a very interesting culture. And if you've ever been to Iceland, or if you've never been to Iceland, I should say, I highly recommend it. It is fascinating, beautiful. And interestingly, if you're on the East Coast, it's only a five-hour plane ride, which is closer than going to the West Coast of America. So it's easy to get to. There are a lot of flights that go there, and something you may want to check out. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Nancy found a beautiful but expensive table at an antique store. The store owner said antiques are rare and that's why they are expensive. Nancy bought the table, but a few months later she found out it was not an antique. She obtained documents proving that it was manufactured 92 years ago. Now she wants her money back. Is Nancy being a little unreasonable here? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Well, you can't sell something as new if it's really used, and you can't sell furniture as an antique if it's not at least 100 years old. That's the law. So Nancy does get her money back, and that's the final verdict.